mass murder at a Florida high school.
He went up and down the hallway and shooting into the classrooms. He shot through my door.
The community comes together. The investigation begins.
We've all become a club that we never wanted to be a part of.
The focus on the suspect.
This is someone that left a pretty large footprint.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Jeff Glore at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people, mostly students, were shot and killed yesterday just before the school day ended.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Some of the chaos and carnage was captured on cell phones as students and teachers ran for cover.
All of a sudden, I just hear gunshots and everyone just starts running. Like, people start jumping fences and they're just like, I didn't know what was going on.
The deadliest school shooting in this country since Sandy Hook more than 5 years ago brought parents here to find their kids.
You read about it. You see it when it happens in other places, but when it's your backyard, when it's your child that's hiding, it's just a little different.
The subject is going to be a white male, possibly Nicholas Cruz.
The suspected gunman was identified as Nicholas Cruz, a 19-year-old who had been expelled from the school. He allegedly began the rampage outside, where two people died. Once inside, carrying a gas mask and smoke bombs, Cruz apparently pulled a fire alarm, causing chaos, then began shooting. 12 people died inside the school. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel.
He had countless magazines, multiple magazines, and at this point, we believe he had one AR-15 rifle.
They're following him on video, on the camera. They had him exiting the building, running south.
Police were able to track his movements in part using the school's surveillance cameras. He was captured about an hour after he allegedly first opened fire. SWAT teams then went room to room clearing the school. The suspect posted photos of knives and guns on Instagram.
I'm Jim Crisul in Parkland, Florida. Investigators and former classmates say 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz posted disturbing material on social media. Cruz is being described as quiet, a loner, someone who grew more distant after he was kicked out of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School for unspecified disciplinary reasons last year.
The suspect is charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. Jerika Duncan is outside the home where he'd been living recently with more on the investigation.
As investigators search through the home where Nicholas Cruz lived, new details are emerging about the 19-year-old's unsettled past.
They let him live here because he didn't have some place to live.
Attorney Jim Lewis represents the family who gave Cruz a place to stay.
They can't believe that someone who lived in their home that was so close to them for this relatively short period of time was capable of such a horrible, horrible act.
Lewis says Cruz was getting an adult education and working at a dollar store where he was a cashier. Cruz legally purchased the AR-15 weapon used in the attack.
If, like, someone would do this, you would expect it to be this kid.
After the shooting, students described Cruz as a loner who struggled in school.
A lot of people were saying that it was going to be him, stuff like that. A lot of kids threw jokes around like that, saying that he was going to be the one to screw up the school, but it turns out, you know, everyone predicted it.
Paul Gold lived next door to Cruz in Parkland and says the death of his adoptive mother had a major impact.
He had so much anger and pain inside of him.
Gold says Cruz complained about being picked on and bullied in school.
I spoke with Jim Gard, a math teacher here, who locked himself and several students inside his classroom during the shooting.
One of our teachers apparently was shot. Well, two of them were shot and killed. One was shot and killed standing in front of the kids, which I'm not sure if you guys have his name released or not, but it doesn't surprise me at all. I've known him since I got here in 2008. He was a fantastic person. He went here. He was an eagle. He went here. He was a great, great guy.
This high school is closed today and will be tomorrow as investigators continue their work and survivors come to grips with exactly what's happened. Steve?
Well, Jeff, on Twitter this morning, President Trump called the gunman mentally disturbed. In Washington, there are calls for lawmakers in Congress to take action, and on social media sites, too, where the suspect was active. CBS News consultant Fran Townsend.
The social media companies, in this case, YouTube, got a report about a comment where he said, "I want to be a professional shooter." It was reported to them. They took it down. The FBI was notified, and the FBI tried to follow up and to identify him. The social media companies need to do more.
It comes more than a week after an aide accused of abuse resigned, but President Trump has spoken out about domestic violence. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president said it yesterday in the Oval Office.
I am totally opposed to domestic violence of any kind.
Last week, the president offered warm regards for Rob Porter, the aide who resigned amid accusations of spousal abuse. Mr. Trump also pointed to Porter's denials and later tweeted that mere allegations can ruin a person's life. Questions continue to linger about who here knew what and when about Porter's past. And up on Capitol Hill, House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy says he will open an investigation.
You don't have a constitutional right to work at the White House, and you don't have a constitutional right to a security clearance.
Dozens of White House staffers reportedly continue to work here without full clearances. Steve?
An American skiing star has taken gold at the Winter Games.
Being the favorite and winning are two different things and often comprise two different people. But here in Pyeongchang today, it was the same person.
And it's gold from Michaela Schifrin in the giant slalom.
The call on Westwood won. American Michaela Schifrin was the favorite in the giant slalom, and she won it. Schifrin put together two great runs. She was in second place after the first and on top of the world after the second. She was cool and confident.
When I was in the starting gate, my biggest moments were when I thought, just go for it. You have nothing to lose.
Tomorrow, Schifrin will be back on the slopes and will be the favorite to win a second gold medal in her specialty, the slalom, and she could compete in three additional events after that. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang.
A team of doctors is out with its first detailed medical report on the injuries suffered by U.S. diplomats in Cuba in what have been called sonic attacks. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The report, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, confirms diplomats suffered what appear to be concussions, but bizarrely without any head trauma. Doctors say 18 of the 21 patients in the study heard strange sounds and felt odd sensations, but researchers say it may have been a consequence of some other unexplained exposure, possibly to a new mechanism of brain injury.
McDonald's customers will no longer see cheeseburgers and chocolate milk offered with Happy Meals. It's an effort to make them healthier, cutting sodium, calories, fat, and sugar. They still can be requested by patrons. Soda was removed from Happy Meal menus 4 years ago, and orders for it have dropped 14%. That's the World News Roundup. For Jeff Glore in Florida, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.